Jeanne Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Coughlin, President and CEO of McKinney Flavelle, and today is September 21st, 2018. Welcome to our Hot Commodity Podcast Series. I'm joined by Kevin Combs, Vice President of McKinney Flavelle. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good. I'm great. Happy Friday. All I can say is Baker Mayfield.
Cleveland's got to be ecstatic.
Oh, my gosh. We have one customer in particular. This is a shout out to that customer, and he knows who he is. But congratulations. That is absolutely wonderful.
First win since 2016. I mean, they must be turning cars over in Cleveland today.
Oh, my gosh. I think LeBron's going to come back now.
LeBron's going to come back.
He's coming back. Well, congratulations to the Cleveland Browns. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Shout out, Cleveland.
Yeah, and you razzled Donald, the old USC quarterback. So congratulations. Hopefully more positivity to come. Just don't beat my Seahawks.
There you go.
All right. I don't even know if they play. But
probably not. Different conference.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Kevin. You always have to get me straight on that stuff. But hey, I thought today we'd talk about sugar, but let's go south a little bit. You're Mr. Mexico.
You always like to take it down to a different level, right?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Wonderful. That's why I come in today.
Exactly. That's why we got you. You're Mr. Mexico around here, and you've done a lot of work down in Mexico over the years, and boy, you're an expert down there. So maybe give our listeners a take on what's happening in Mexico. And we talked a little bit last week about the WASDE report and cutting the imports for next year. And maybe give us some insight what's going on down there.
Okay. Well, yeah, right. Under the suspension agreements, obviously, the USDA reset the stocks to use at 13.5%. And with bigger production, lower consumption, something had to give. And that was Mexico quota for 2018-19, and, you know, almost got cut in half, was, I don't think, a big surprise to Mexico. I think most people were thinking it was probably going to have to come down in the year. You know, certainly 1.655 was very optimistic, but they were probably expecting something more like 1.2 million tons or something like that. So there is going to be a little bit of an adjustment for them to make, because when you look at their ending stocks for 2017-18, the USDA was holding the number at nearly 1.25 million tons. And obviously now with less exports for next year, that's already a large carryout.
Yeah. What are they going to do with the sugar?
Well, because they were expecting to have a decent potential to export to the United States, they've got like 300,000 tons of sugar in bonded warehouse. Now, not a huge amount of sugar from the grand scheme of things, but when you put it on top of their inventory to meet their needs as they transition from the 17-18 crop into the 18-19 crop, it's a small amount. But when you put it on top and you got 1.25 million tons, obviously the market in Mexico is saying, whoa. Why are prices as high as they are if we've got all this sugar sitting around?
Got it. Okay. So what do they do?
They really got to have to look at the world market.
Okay.
And this year, a lot of their forecasts and stuff early on were suggesting they would export 300,000 tons, 400,000 tons to the world market, but they never made those exports.
Okay.
So now, yeah, now they're compounding that. Now they got the export they didn't make in 2017-18, looking at additional surplus in 2018-19 in this small U.S. quota. So it's looking like, you know, they're going to need to export maybe 800,000-900,000 tons to the world market this year to get back towards a balanced supply demand market.
In a world market that, boy, is trading extremely low right now.
Yes, exactly. And that's why they didn't make those exports to begin with. Why export, you know, with the world market at 12 cents a pound, 13 cents a pound? That didn't make sense. Well, now they look at it and it's 11 cents.
So does this this beg the question that what does the industry do down there longer term? I mean, do you see them working with the farmers and the mills, the government, about trying to reduce production a little bit as we move forward? Or what do you think is the long-term play here? If that's the case, it sounds like they're going to be under pressure for at least another year.
Well, they are under pressure, but I think when you look at Mexico's industry overall, you know, the vast majority of their sugar stays within Mexico anyway. Mm-hmm. And despite these stocks they are still getting pretty good prices historically in mm-hmm. Mexico.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
32 cents, 31 cents FOB for refined sugar, maybe 29 cents FOB for Estandar. Those prices are not something, you know, to sneeze at. When you look at Mexico historically, they, you know, would have had much lower prices. So
okay.
It's just they're not getting back up to that 40 cent level they were at, you know, 12, 18 months ago.
Okay, so that's the supply. How about the demand side? You know, we've talked a lot on our podcast about the demand of sugar in the United States and the challenges around added sugars and food manufacturers trying to adjust to the consumer. Is that similar in Mexico, or what are you seeing down there on the demand side?
Yeah, in Mexico, that's exactly what we're seeing this year. Very similar, a little bit of pressure on demand. This past year, I think a lot of it had to do with prices. When sugar prices were at 40 cents, you know, food manufacturers are still trying to figure out how to cut calories. They certainly have the same type of obesity and diabetes issues, same things that we talk about here in the United States. So mm-hmm. It's all an issue. They've, you know, reportedly seeing food and beverage manufacturers look at alternative sweeteners to try to lower calories. Mm-hmm. And it had an impact. But I think in general, I think price had the biggest impact
right.
down in Mexico. Even hey, they even had imports from the United States this year.
Oh, that's right.
Helping out their supply situation get worse too.
Oh boy. Oh boy. So. Okay. Well, great. Anything else on that?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, Mexico's got a glut of sugar. They're going to need to aggressively figure out how to get rid of it. And I think, you know, as they transition to new crop, I think you'll see them start to look to the world market, even at these low prices, because they don't really have a choice with exports to the U.S. being down so low.
Well, I have one final thing for you on that, and that shifts over to corn sweetener. And, you know, as we know, a lot of high fructose corn syrup is shipped from the United States to Mexico. How does all what you just said there affect imports of high fructose into their country for the next year? How does that affect it?
Well, when you look at their sugar prices and you look at prices for high fructose corn syrup and where they can sell, there's still plenty of room for okay. the corn wet milling industry to sell high fructose below sugar. So I still think without some program to drastically lower sugar prices for bottlers or something like that being kicked in, which I really don't think they'd be able to do, you should see high fructose continue at similar levels, just over a million tons, 1,050,000 tons, something like that. So
great.
No relief there for the sugar industry, I don't think.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much, Kevin. I want to remind everybody about our commodity market update, our webinar that's coming out on October 24th at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So look forward to that invite.
Looking forward to doing that on the 24th.
24th, we're going to cover sugar, corn, and soybean, as we always do, and look forward to the invite for that. And we'll talk to folks then, but also we'll be back next week for another podcast.
All right.
And see if the Browns are going to win again. Well, we got to wait another week.
Got to wait another week.
All right, everybody, enjoy your weekend, time with your family and friends. Take care, everybody.
That concludes this podcast episode. For more information, visit us on the web at bikini-favel.com. Also, follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter for the latest industry news, updates, and intelligence.